Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. This is Justin Colvin, your host, author, entrepreneur, and insurance broker. We come here every week unpacking Medicare and all its complexity, trying to make sense of all the mess that Medicare is. So we really do appreciate our listeners. Thanks for tuning in. Today is going to be episode 26, What Types of Penalties Exist Within the Medicare Framework? Okay, what kind of penalties exist out there? So we're going to structure it with the first segment. We're going to go over Part B, as in boy. There is a penalty associated with that. And also in the second segment, it'll be Part D, as in drugs. There's a penalty on each one of them. A lot of my clients know about it or maybe have a somewhat of an inclination of what these penalties are. But we're going to make sense of it all today in today's broadcast and make sure it's very clear and resolute for the listeners out there. And these penalties, again, it's not going to be earth-shattering. If it happens to you, not a big deal. You muddle through it. But there's ways to avoid it, okay? And that's what we're going to go over today. So if you're just tuning in with us, again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. You can find us online. Our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. That's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Our phone number is toll-free if you're calling anywhere in the country. It's 1-800-414-2044. For my local listeners here, it's 850-632-0033. If you have a question, a comment, anything you want to bring, just you can call or text. The latter number, the 850 number, is a textable number as well. And if you have an idea for a show topic that you'd like me to cover, definitely hit me up or go to our website and drop me a line on the Contact Us page. Just shoot me a line, and I'll definitely try to work it into our segment. So, again, the scope of this show, we always try to bring a lot of value to the listeners and just unpacking different topics each week. You know, I've covered Social Security, Medicare, how to sign up for Medicare, the types of Medicare plans, costs, enrollment periods, prescription drug plans, just many different topics. We're going to keep them coming hot and heavy. And so today's session, we're going to really get into like some of the penalty aspects, because this does come up quite often. And a lot of people are concerned, especially when they're new to Medicare. You know, there's this fear like, oh, if I don't sign up for Medicare, am I going to get penalized? Well, maybe. Yes and no, but we'll talk about that in more detail. So we'll just jump right into it. The first segment, as I mentioned, is the penalties with Medicare. We're going to talk about really Part A and B, mostly the Part B. So first of all, Part A is the hospital coverage. For most people today that are that have worked and paid into Medicare, you get what we call premium-free Part A, meaning there's no cost for Part A, right? So there's no penalty if you don't sign up, and you really can't sign up late. The way it works today is when you turn 65, which is when most people obtain their Medicare benefits, right? I'm not talking about disability and things like that, but just generally speaking, most people get Medicare when they age into the program, meaning they turn 65. And so at that juncture, they get their Part A for free. And then a lot of people don't take the Part B right away because why? They're working, right? They still have employer health insurance coverage, or they have it through their spouse who's still working, and they don't really need full Medicare. They don't need the Part B just yet. And that's fine. Okay, so make sure that people understand there's no penalty for not taking the Part B as long as you've had prior credible coverage, all right? And that's essentially that's what the penalty is. Let's just talk about it. What is the penalty? The penalty is 10%. And this is coming from not the insurance companies. This comes from Medicare, CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare Services. That agency, which is part of the Health and Human Services Department in the federal government, they're the ones, okay, that have created these, unfortunately, penalties that we have. And they're really what they're trying to do is just encourage everyone to timely enroll when they have the opportunity to, okay? So it's not like they're trying to be onerous. It's just that they want to avoid adverse selection. And adverse selection is an insurance term, but essentially it's like, think about it this way. If I could just sign up for homeowners insurance, okay, I need my roof replaced, or I just had a kitchen fire. Let me go get that homeowners insurance. No, you can't do that, obviously, right? It's the same concept here. They don't want people signing up just for Medicare when they really have a lot of major bills to get paid. The idea is that you need to have the coverage in case something does happen. That's the essence of insurance, not insuring the burning house syndrome or just had a car accident. Let me go ahead and secure the auto policy. So that's the thought behind it, is to make sure that we have a broad base of enrollments. Okay, and a steady flow of enrollments when people need the insurance when they are reaching the eligibility window. And so what they do is they decide, okay, if you don't have credible coverage, we're going to talk about that in a moment, what they consider credible coverage, and we're still talking about Medicare Part B. I'm not getting into the drug plan piece because things are different on Part D, and we're going to unpack that in the second segment when we get back from the break. But right now, we're just in the scope of Medicare Part B, as in boy. So this penalty is a 10% penalty for each 12-month period that you should have had Part B Medicare but did not. Now, how much is Part B today? In 2021, this year, it's $148.50, okay? That's the monthly premium. That's the standard premium. Now, you could pay more based on if you have high income, other things, okay, or if you have this penalty we're referencing, but the standard rate is that amount. Now, what they're going to do is say, well, for each 12-month period that you didn't have the Part B, we're going to assess a 10% penalty. And it may not sound like it's that bad. It's not terrible, but it is what it is. So that would be what? 10% would be $14.85 per month. The thing is, the penalty is lifetime. So it doesn't go away. It's tacked on to your standard premium. So let's say I turn, Justin Cole, let's say I turn 65 this October, and I just decide, you know, I don't have other group insurance coverage. I'm just going to forego having any plan. And fast forward 3 years later, now I want to go get my Medicare Part B. Well, I'm going to have a penalty, right? Because I didn't have credible health insurance coverage in the eyes of Medicare or CMS. And so they're going to charge this 10% penalty for every 12-month period. If there's 3 years, that's 36 months, 30% penalty. So now it's starting to have some teeth, right? Because now we're looking at, on the $148.50 monthly figure, if that's the standard rate, I have to pay 30% additional, right, surcharge on top of the $148.50. So now we're looking at $45 to $46-ish additional on top of the standard premium. Imagine if you went 7 years. Imagine if you went 10 years. I literally just had a customer. I tried to enroll into a Medicare Advantage plan, and I was like, why is this plan not being, enrolled by CMS? Called the carrier, which was Humana. Turns out the guy doesn't have Part B. Now, this, I've never had this happen, but you have to have Medicare A and B to choose a Advantage plan. Problem is, this gentleman was a veteran, and he's got the VA. And I see this all too often. A lot of our veterans, and they're encouraged to enroll in Part A and B of Medicare, but many of them don't because they see that monthly premium. Like, I don't ever go to doctors outside the VA. I live close to a VA hospital. I've got clinics to my access. I'll just do that, you know, and forego the Part B, not realizing that, unfortunately, the VA is not considered credible health insurance in the eyes of Medicare for the Medicare Part B as in boy. So this gentleman has had 7 years. He's 72, I believe. Yeah. So he's on 7 years now without any Medicare B. The reality is he's not going to be able to take his Medicare Part B if he wanted to do this until next year in the first quarter. That's the general enrollment period for Medicare B, which is January through March 31st, and then his Part B will start July 1st, okay, of 2022. And he's going to have to pay the $148.50, right, plus a 7-year penalty. I don't like that this is the way it is. I mean, it shouldn't be. For most vets in their eyes, hey, I have health insurance, right? This is what it is. I'm covered. Why is it not credible? I don't make the rules. I'm just here to state what the rules are. And, you know, people have lobbied about this and maybe getting this changed. I think it should be. I think it's not fair. But there's other things that are also not considered credible. But just keep this in mind. Most people have health insurance from an employer. And so that coverage is credible if the employer you work for or your spouse that they work for has more than 20 employees. In the eyes of Medicare, CMS, this is really it for what's considered credible, which would avoid a penalty, is employer group health insurance coverage with an employer that has more than 20 employees, period. Okay. And you have to be actively at work, either you or your spouse. So if it's COBRA, unfortunately, they don't count that either. I know it doesn't make sense. Again, I don't make the rules, but I'm just saying what it is. They don't cover COBRA. Even though it's still in health insurance, you're paying the full cost. It's not credible in the eyes of Medicare. Neither is the VA, which we just unpacked that. Neither is Obamacare or individual health insurance or employer group coverage for those that have less than 20 employees at that firm. It's just a different type of group health policy or some of the policy stipulations that, I guess, don't make it credible in the eyes of Medicare. And of course, simply just not having coverage, obviously, you know, the example I gave for myself, that would not be credible either because you have no coverage. But all those other things, which in the eyes of most people, like, well, I've got health insurance. I'm like, yeah, I know. But in the eyes of Medicare, unfortunately, they don't look at it that way. So it's just the employer group health coverage for someone who's actively at work, either themselves or their spouse, and has more than 20 employees. That's the only thing that's considered credible. Outside of that, it's not credible, and you're going to have this penalty. So just make sure you know that. And this is all over Medicare.gov. It's on many insurance companies' websites. It's on my website. It's out there, but, you know, it just doesn't get impressed upon. And sometimes you can call Medicare or Social Security and get bad information. I know it doesn't make sense. They're the source. But remember, when you're talking to someone at these call centers, they don't always know. They're newly trained. They're not as well-versed on this, like myself, being an expert in the industry, or other folks. But the Medicare.gov website is an official source verified by a lot of attorneys. So that Medicare.gov website is going to be like gospel. You can take that for what it's giving you. So we're going to pay some bills and come back in a moment and talk about Part D, as in drugs, and the penalty that's associated with that. So stay tuned, listeners. We'll be right back. Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We are back from the break, talking about episode 26 today. What types of penalties exist within Medicare? So in the first segment, we unpacked Part B as in boy of Medicare and the penalty associated with that and how to avoid it, right? In this second segment, we're going to go over Part D as in drugs. There's a penalty there too, unfortunately, but you can definitely sidestep that. You don't have to have that be part of your situation. So just to kind of recap that first segment, Part B is in boy is the medical portion of Medicare. It has that standard premium, $148.50 per month. And then we talked about how there's a 10% penalty of that premium for every 12-month period that you should have had Part B but didn't. And there's a few reasons why you can have credible coverage would be an exemption from this penalty. And we talked about the only real source of credible coverage in the eyes of Medicare is, again, employer group health insurance from an employer that has more than 20 employees. Okay, either you, yourself, or your spouse, period. Even if it's COBRA, I know it sounds like it should count, but according to what Medicare has stated and in CMS guidelines, they do not count that. Same for VA, doesn't count. Individual insurance, Obamacare, and of course, simply just not having any plan. All those would be, unfortunately, create a penalty. And that penalty is cumulative and it's lifetime. That's the biggest thing I want to make sure. So just make sure you have credible coverage. And we just talked about what that is. Otherwise, you know, 5, 6, 7 years goes by, you're just kind of building a bigger penalty for yourself that if you ever do want to come on that coverage, it's going to cost you quite a bit more. And Medicare is amazing insurance. I mean, a lot of people work their whole lives to get ready for Medicare. You don't want to forego it. And that's the point. I mean, you've already paid into it. The Part A is free. Part B, yes, it has a premium, but you're only paying about 25% of what the actual Part B value is. The rest of it's made up by Medicare taxes and just other funding that goes into the Medicare program. So you're really kind of shortchanging yourself that you paid into FICA tax many, many years over working history, and now it's your time to take Medicare. Why would you delay it or not take it at all? Oh, because I've got the VA or I've got other insurance, or I just don't think I need it, or I just don't want to pay the premium. You know, be aware that this coverage doesn't have, you know, it has the best network in the country. You can go to any doctor, any hospital. You generally don't need referrals to see a specialist or any kind of prior authorizations. And that's the things that we're all used to with managed care plans like HMOs and PPOs. You don't have that with original Medicare. So it's phenomenal health insurance, right? You just have to take advantage of it and make sure you get it properly effective for you as an individual. The other thing I want to make a point before we get into the second segment here is that you just can't jump onto Medicare Part B when you want to. Like, say you're a late entrant. I know I'm using this gentleman I talked about earlier in the first segment that has the VA. He can't just get on Part B right now for November 1st or October 1st, right? He has to do it during the annual or general election period for Medicare Part B is January through March 31st with an effective date of 7/1. So it means he can enroll next year in 2022 in the first quarter, and the effective date of his Part B would start 7/1. And he's going to have the penalty. What if he needs to go to, like, Shands or Mayo Clinic or Moffitt or MD Anderson, some of the top facilities, all the, you know, university hospitals? Unfortunately, he can't. He has no coverage for the Part B. All that medical coverage is under Part B, and he can't get it till July. So you can see it could be a huge dilemma in not having Part B when you're supposed to have it. So that's what I want to really kind of drive home. Now, if you're just tuning in with us, again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Every day I help seniors with Medicare plans. That is my first and foremost goal. We're doing plan enrollments, going over drug plans, people's monthly premiums. We're very successful in helping to reduce premiums, lower drug costs, and increase benefits. So I help seniors and folks that are on Medicare early due to disability navigate the Medicare process. When they need to look at a plan or shop their plan or get better coverage or just have questions, I'm the gentleman that can help you with that. My wife's actually going to be joining me in the business, already getting her up to speed. And she's a pharmacist So she's got that registered pharmacist background, so she can definitely help with drug plan reviews. It'll be a ton of value. And I'm just, we're getting so busy, we need more and more help to handle the volume, which is a great problem to have. So again, our number, if you have questions about the content of the show, it's 850-632-0033. You can call or text me. Again, that's 850-632-0033. And our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Now, segment two, let's get into it. Part D is in drugs, the penalty with this. So Part D is the prescription drug plan. Sometimes we refer to this as PDP. But there's a penalty here, too. It's very similar to the Part B, as in boy. This one, though, is structured differently, but it's close in what the costs are. But it's 1%, okay, for every month that you delay enrollment into Part D. And this is also a cumulative penalty, and it's also a lifetime penalty. So if you go, let's say, 36 months, 3 years, right, without having a drug plan, and you don't have other credible coverage, okay, then they're going to Medicare is going to penalize you 1% a month. In this case, that's 36% penalty. Now, the amount that you would have this penalty, it would be much smaller because the base amount is smaller. And what they're using, what they call the Medicare National Base Premium for a drug plan, it's about $30 roughly. So in this example, let's say you went 3 years without a credible drug coverage, right? Then you have a 36% penalty on this $30 monthly premium, that base premium. And that premium changes every year. Medicare kind of adjusted accordingly based on inflation figures. But just roughly, you can see, I mean, 36% of $30 is not terrible, right? I mean, what is that, $9-$10 a month, something like that? But it never goes away. It's there. It's a lifetime penalty, and you always have to pay it. And I know the argument for a lot of people, well, I don't take prescription drugs. Why do I need a drug plan? I hear you. but, you know, it's kind of that adverse selection clause. They don't want people buying homeowners insurance when they just had a kitchen fire or the roof needs to be repaired. They want you to have it in case, you know, something were to occur. That's the essence of insurance. You don't just buy it when you need it. And so they want to make sure they have enough adequate enrollment so that the plans flow smoothly. So drug plans are cheap. I mean, they're not very expensive. We just recommend get a drug plan. You know, there's a drug plan today that's as little as $6 a month in certain markets. $6 a month, nothing. Just get the drug plan, even if you don't need it necessarily. Now you avoid that penalty, right? And if you need to have a prescription filled, you've got drug coverage. So that is one thing I want to definitely cover there. Now, what do they consider credible? You don't have to have a Part D drug plan if you've got other credible coverage. And there's a lot more things under Part D that are considered credible versus Part B, which, you know, Part B, we talked about earlier in the first segment, it's just employer group coverage with more than 20 employees when you're actively at work, either you or your spouse, and that's it. Part D, though, however, many more plans are considered credible in the eyes of Medicare. So a lot of vets, right, they have the VA. That's perfectly fine. That's considered credible. You don't need a Part D drug plan. CHAMP VA, which is usually available to the spouses and dependents of those that served in the military, also credible. TRICARE, another one, credible. Federal, state, union prescription benefits, also credible. And, of course, employer group coverage, just like in the first segment under Medicare B, is also credible. So there's a lot other ways to have drug coverage, right, and not have to pick a Medicare Part D plan. But if you don't fall into one of those categories, then it would make sense at the very minimal cost that Part D has is just to secure a drug plan. And that's something I help a lot of my clients with is shopping those drug plans. In any given market, there's probably 25 to 30 different Part D prescription drug plans, which that's a lot to comb through. Now, you can use sources like Medicare.gov, which I use, and I have some of my own proprietary software that helps me with navigating the plans and picking the best option for that particular client. So definitely give us a call if you need help with that. Our number is 850-632-0033. But there's sources to find and vet these plans to get the best one. Now, there's some ways if you have this penalty and you qualify for extra help, okay, which is like a low-income subsidy. That extra help flag or low-income subsidy flag, if you, and that's based on your income and assets, okay? So, and I can help get clients qualified. You'd be surprised. More folks than they realize qualify for this low-income subsidy, which we call LIS or extra help. It's the same thing, but it's a Medicare savings program. It helps reduce the cost of your prescription drugs. Now, if you qualify for that, then the penalty does not apply to you, which is kind of unique. A lot of folks don't know that, but again, that's based on income and assets, that particular program, and that would basically nullify the Part D drug plan penalty if you did have one. So that's something, a quick Medicare tip there I want to relay. But at the end of the day, I mean, these penalties, although they seem onerous, we've talked about ways to avoid them, and I can help you with that. And remember, with the drug plan, it's going to be based on that national base premium, which is not that expensive. So the penalty is not terrible. So just think of it this way. If you went 3 or 4 years and maybe you had no drug coverage, but you didn't take any medications, and you don't have any credible drug coverage, you're going to have a penalty at some point in the future, and that may seem kind of stinky. But remember, you also didn't pay a monthly premium for 3 or 4 years, okay? So you saved on the front end. It's not all for naught. You know, you saved 3 or 4 years of monthly premiums that you would have paid throughout that duration. And there's lots of sources to get good drug coverage, even outside the Medicare system, right? I have a lot of customers that are using GoodRx, which is a discount plan. Doesn't cost you anything, okay? CleverRx is another one. There's dozens and dozens of these so-called, quote-unquote, prescription discount cards. I mean, you just get them in the mailbox or like send you, hey, here's a prescription discount card. You can use that. Now, it's not insurance, okay? And it doesn't satisfy the credible coverage requirement that Medicare has. But it, in many cases, the drugs are just as cheap, sometimes even cheaper, with those discount cards. Not always, but it's not going to be a cure-all for everything. But that's a good backup source to use in lieu of not having a drug plan. So hopefully this brought some value to the listeners out there. We do really appreciate everyone out there. It's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk. We'll be back next week with more value and more information to help make Medicare simpler. All right, if you have questions, you can always call me again, 850-632-0033, and our website, www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. See you next week. Now watch you.